The puck dropped on ice that looked no different than last season's.
There is no difference in how we put this ice down. It's just where we get the water from.
Archie Wixon is part of the Onondaga County Facilities Department and says the rain was collected during two different events in September. Rain that fell on the War Memorial's roof.
It's captured in roof drains and roof leaders that are part of the new roof system that we put on last year. And then it's delivered to central reservoirs stationed in the basement. There's three of them. They go to a main filtration system, which is in the middle of the basement. And from there, it's delivered up here through a pump system.
Now, what all this does is keep the rain from hitting the street and then heading into the county's storm sewer system. And that's the point. Since 1988, Onondaga County has been under a federal order to divert rainwater away from the sewage treatment plant because big rain events ultimately were polluting Onondaga Lake.
It's 250 million gallons that were required by law to capture by 2018 using green infrastructure. The 50 projects that we're doing this year should get us to about 50 million gallons.
And this rainwater to ice idea is one of 50 projects that Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney promised earlier this year.
We are just about at 50 right now. They're all over the county, mostly inside the city because it's to solve the problem with the sewer overflows that are in the city that are polluting Onondaga Lake.
And one thing Mahoney really likes about this project is how visible it is to the community.
Because we need everybody to do their own small part inside their own homes, and a project like the Syracuse Crunch skating on rainwater is a big part of our PR campaign, and at the same time we are helping to solve the problem.
The story ultimately goes back to the late 80s when Samuel Sage of Atlantic States Legal Foundation led a lawsuit against the county claiming it wasn't living up to the Federal Clean Water Act. And he's impressed at how far things have come.
It's a change in the political climate, which has led to much better environmental solutions, cheaper hopefully than the other ones, certainly cheaper from a long-term energy and maintenance point of view. Programs that the public will buy into, the public likes, rather than programs that no one liked except the engineering firms that were making lots of money. No, we've come a long way.
So back to the ice. Because this has never been done before, Wixon says there are some variables they may have to tinker with.
It's going to take us a full year to discover the seasonal differences in the rain, the chemical composition of the rainwater. And we're actually doing a study in a partnership with SU that's going to tell us how the season affects us.
And Crunch officials so far say it's good ice for the team to play on. Team owner Howard Dolgan says they're totally on board with it.
When we capture the Calder Cup before we drink Molson out of it, we're going to sip the rainwater.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.